suppose I've been personally involved with that project myself. I'm the chairman of the Craven Community Centre out in Cayman. And we had developed about a mile of that track out in Cayman, heading back towards Creasleigan. And I'd just like to thank all the landowners there for their cooperation on that. However, over this last couple of years, I just feel that the project has went stale. The probably reasons for that, some European funding came for a track from Derry out to Cairndonna, and so it probably, you know, took precedence and met up the time of the staff and stuff like that. But I really believe, you know, that the Burton Port to Letterkenny one was the first one really that was started in Donegal. I think it has massive tourism potential, and it also, you know, that would be very beneficial to local people as well. And I just feel, you know, that it does span both municipal areas, both the Glenties area and the Letterkenny area, and I just feel that we need to have a joint workshop to get a plan for the whole project going forward, because I think it would be very important that we get that project completed.
And as you say, it was one of the first greenways proposed in the county, and it must be disheartening for yourself and other local representatives to see other greenways that were announced after progressed further at this point.
I think that's correct, Catherine. You know, this summer when we were on holidays, I went down and cycled the greenway in Mayo myself. You know, it's about 40 miles, and I just feel, you know, that when I was on there, it wasn't hundreds of people that were on there using it. It was thousands of people. And, you know, to see all the families out there and the tourists and everything, and I just couldn't help but think, you know, that that would be a great benefit to us here in Donegal. We have to give great credit to the people down in Burton Port. I think former councillor there, David Alcorn, was involved with that group, that track and walkway back as far as Lochinure. I know there's parts there between Fulcherra and Creasleigh that are completed as well. So basically what we're looking at is trying to you know, to fill out the spots between those that need to be completed. And I think it's a very doable project, but we just need to have some focus on it. We need to figure out where we're going to go looking for the funding for to do it. And I would like to have put some kind of a plan in place that we would have it up and running in a short number of years.